Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Well, comes the big news, I guess, that over in the United States, Joe Biden will announce the end of national and public health COVID emergencies in May. Yeah. The move to end the declaration comes as House Republicans are set to pass a resolution to demand their immediate scrapping. So this is quite interesting. So Joe Biden informed Congress yesterday that he will end the twin national emergencies for addressing COVID-19 on May the 11th. As most of the world has returned to normalcy, to relative normalcy, 3 years after they were first declared. I mean, at this point in time, I cannot go to the United States because I am a pure blood, I am unvaxxed, and I'm not going to be vaxxed. And that means I can't get in. I am prohibited for entering the United States. Absolutely shameful situation. By the same token, I can travel to just about most other countries in the world, I think. But not the United States, not under Mr. Joe Biden. The move to end this emergency and public health emergency would formally restructure the federal coronavirus response to treat the virus as an endemic threat to public health that can be managed through agencies' normal authorities. Well, I dispute that because I dispute there is a virus, right? Just to be clear, because as I go through this journey, you know, I need to be, people keep telling me, oh, the virus is that and the other. No, there's no virus. There's a danger. The danger is the vaccine. Now, this comes, of course, as lawmakers have already ended elements of the emergencies that kept millions of Americans insured during the pandemic. So basically, yeah, this is I'm reading this from The Guardian. So they're obviously crying about it. Oh, no, how dare America treat people like the rest of the world treats people? It was actually Donald Trump who declared the pandemic a national emergency 13th of March 2020. Big mistake, Donald Trump. Big mistake. These emergencies have been repeatedly extended by Biden since he took office in January 21, and they are set to expire in the coming months. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with Congress. They certainly want to make sure that the Republicans in the House anyway want to make sure that all of these measures are ended. And you know what's really interesting? Only 15% of Americans have received the latest updated booster has been offered since last fall. So let's be clear. See, this is the thing in all of this one. I believe the whole COVID thing is just about run its course. They've managed to inject billions of people. They've managed to cause huge damage. They've managed to restructure society. They've managed to alienate so many people from things that they were once believers in. They've managed to achieve all that. And I think at this point, they are now slowly walking away from it. And although America is just one country, it's a very big and significant country. So the fact that America is now saying, right, okay, well, we're done with this pretty much. I think that means that we can sort of say that I doubt there will be, you know, son of Omicron coming along. It's always possible. You never know with these monsters. But I think that the COVID thing in particular has probably run its course, which, of course, does not mean that they have other plans for us, because they absolutely do. But on the COVID front, I think this is the final retreat of the COVIDians. The branch COVIDians. And what we now need to do, of course, is go on the offensive. We need to track these people down who pushed all of this in place. We've got some serious questions to ask of them. Have they committed crimes? Were they responsible for potentially the mass murder of people? All of that stuff, it needs to be at least discussed. And as we enter this post-COVID world, I hope that it will be discussed. We need to have in the United States, the House in particular, asking some very robust questions. For example, Dr. Fauci needs to be brought to the stand, and he needs to be asked some serious questions about exactly what he and his ilk were up to. But not just him, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and here in the UK, AstraZeneca, all these large pharma countries need to be absolutely interrogated as to what were you putting into your so-called treatments, and what research did you do, and what was the outcome of that precisely. And then we need to be talking to all those people who told us, take these jabs. They're 100% safe, 100% effective. We absolutely need to do that, if for no other reason but to pay tribute to all those who lost their lives because they trusted them, because they trusted these people. We need to do that as well. So it looks to me that 2023 is going to be the final year of COVID, SARS-CoV-2. Now, of course, they could come up with SARS-CoV-3 in 2024, 2025. Who's to say what they won't conjure up next? But I think this one has pretty much run its course, don't you think? I mean, a take-up of only 15% of the latest booster. 15%, that's not very impressive. In fact, that's catastrophic for the drug companies. So that shows me that the majority of Americans, Democrat and Republicans at this point, are basically saying, we're done with this. You know, we've taken them before, we're not taking them again. We're done. We're out. And I think that's pretty much, I think we've got sort of COVID exhaustion syndrome kicking in. Never mind long COVID. We've got COVID exhaustion, vaccine exhaustion syndrome, whereby people are saying, no, I'm sick of this now. I'm not doing this anymore. The law of diminishing returns. It's an old proven kind of rule that people ultimately get sick of everything and get bored with it and walk away. And that's what's happening. Biden's trying to keep it going until May, which is extremely disappointing. It means that I couldn't go to the United States until at least May. But maybe things will change. That will be speeded up because of the actions of those in the lower house. Don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But anyway, there you go. Even Mr. Joe Biden is no longer talking about winters of death and illness for all of you unvaccinated. Now he's saying, maybe it wasn't a problem. Yeah, we just put it's endemic now. It's endemic, I tell you. So there we go. Some interesting news from the States. Thanks so much for listening.